Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast. We are continuing in our series of 40 Days of Hope. We are on day 14 as we continue to rejoice in the opportunities to discuss these scriptural verses on hope. The hope is to encourage you to share your faith with others. Today with me is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew. Nathaniel, will you start us off with a verse for today, please?
Sure. We're looking at Psalm 86, a Psalm of David. We're taking a look at verse 5, and I'm reading from the English Heritage Version. Indeed, you, Lord, are good and forgiving and abounding in mercy to all who call to you. Neil, that's a short verse, but it is packed. So I want to just key in on a couple of words here. The word that's used there for good in the Greek is the same word that God uses to describe creation when he's done at the very beginning. Tov. You, Lord, are good. It's this idea of beauty and goodness that radiates from our God. And he says part of that aspect of who God is not only that he is good, but he also forgives. When we fail to do what God wants us to do, he offers us what he only can, and that is forgiveness. And he continues to bestow that upon us day in and day out, even though we constantly fall back into sin. God is good. He is forgiving. And then in the next part of that verse, he says that he is merciful, that he is full of this mercy. This mercy is undeserved. You know, sometimes you look upon somebody in your life and they've maybe wronged you and they don't deserve to receive something from you. But you do it anyway. That's what mercy is. It's bestowing something to someone who doesn't deserve it. And a lot of times we can think about all of the times that we have shown mercy to somebody who didn't deserve it. But here the Lord flips it upside down and he says, hey, wait a second. Don't you realize that God has demonstrated to you mercy which you didn't deserve? That's part of that idea of forgiveness. And my favorite part of this verse, Neil, is that this mercy that God is full of, he's abounding in it. It overflows with him. And when we look at our failings in this life and how many times we have failed both in our responsibility toward God and our responsibility toward our fellow man, how much we need that abounding mercy of our God and that he invites us to call upon him for the forgiveness, for the goodness, for the abounding mercy that he offers to us. What do you think?
Nathaniel, I totally agree. I really like that you focused in on that abounding and that abundant idea of God's mercy. That whole concept, the psalmist is really directing, you know, David's directing our hearts and minds and our soul back to the Lord. He's the one who's good. He's the one who's always ready to forgive. He's just has this forgiving nature. You know, I think confession of my own sins, I'm not always ready to forgive. I'm not that same merciful person or even father that our Father in heaven is, that our Lord is. And that's why with you, I totally agree that the psalm is just overflowing with that mercy of the Lord. I think that word abundant in the Hebrew also says that he is the chief. He is the chief expression of abundant. He's more merciful than anyone else could possibly be. And that's surely true as we see what Jesus was willing to endure on the cross for us and how he continues to express that love, that forgiveness, and that mercy to us, which is why the Lord kind of epitomizes that word good. He's more than good. He's perfect. And he shows us that perfect love as well. So I appreciate your thoughts on this. Would you like to close us in prayer?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, we come before you trusting in your goodness, in your forgiving nature, and in your overflowing mercy towards sinners such as us. As we go through this season of Lent, and especially this Holy Week, we ask that you would direct our eyes and our hearts to the cross of your Son, where your forgiveness and your abundant mercy and your love are so clearly demonstrated to us. Give us comfort and hope and the assurance that our sins have been removed once and for all, that there is no doubt in our mind Christ has paid it full and free. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.